You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Only a few people have had a greater impact on the art of animation than Chuck Jones. His cartoons, from Bugs Bunny to Daffy Duck and Wile E. Coyote, have become staples of our culture. A new documentary produced by John Kanemaker and directed by Peggy Stern looks at Chuck Jones's childhood and the factors that led him to influence generations of children since the 1940s. Chuck Jones' Memories of Childhood airs tonight at 8 o'clock on Turner Classic Movies, and I'm pleased that it has brought Academy Award winner John Kanemaker back to our show today. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
When did you first come across the work of Chuck Jones? I know in my case, I was very young, but I had no idea that there was that it had anything to do with Chuck Jones. It was just Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Yes, it's true. I first came in contact with him, through seeing his films as a kid. I didn't really know who Charles M. Jones was, but as I became more interested in animation, I sort of started to figure out, who the different directors were and that he was my favorite.
Well, he took these characters that had been created by Tex Avery and made them his own, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. Tex was his mentor. Tex was 4 years older than Chuck, but that's, a great distance, in terms of experience. And Chuck learned a lot from Tex, but then he did take those characters and he did go on to give them nuances and different aspects to their personality that Tex wasn't interested in.
Tex did create Bugs Bunny, but somehow I think that the Bugs Bunny that we all know is Chuck Jones's Bugs Bunny.
Well, one of them, yes.
And you've done work on Tex Avery as well in the past.
I did a book for Turner when they had books on Tex Avery, yes, his MGM years, which were his greatest years.
We should point out that in addition to being an animator, you're a college professor and you've written 10 books. So if you were, I know this is ridiculous to make these kinds of lists, but where would you put Chuck Jones in the history of animation?
I think Chuck Jones is one of the greatest of directors in cinema, not just in animation. I think he has a style and a quality to his work that rivals, is equal to Frank Capra or Preston Sturges or Chaplin or Keaton. He actually learned animation, he said, from Charlie Chaplin.
Well, some animators made the move in the other direction, like Frank Tashlin. Did
yes,
Chuck Jones
true.
Ever do that?
No, he didn't, although he did appear in a couple of live-action films as himself. But no, he didn't switch over.
He says in your film that Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Pepe Le Pew reflected different versions of himself.
Yes.
So when he was doing what writers always do and throwing little biographical bits?
I think so. I think, he said there were aspects of Bugs Bunny in him, but he felt often that he was more like Daffy Duck.
I'm not sure I would want to know him when he's acting like Daffy Duck.
I wouldn't either. But he also had aspects of the coyote in him. There was a certain optimism about Chuck. He was one of the most positive men I ever met, and I was lucky to have known him as a friend. I did know him for a number of years. He would always look on the bright side. He always had a joke about something. He'd always be laughing, if he called you up or you talked to him. And he was a very generous man. He would come over to my apartment and talk to a group of us young animators. This is back in the 70s. Michael Sporn, who now has his own studio, and Candy Kugel, who has Buzzco, her own studio, and me, and a couple of other people. And he would talk to us for hours and show us drawings and discuss his work. And I saved every one of those drawings, and I use them in my teaching.
And you use them in this film as well.
Yes, that's right.
This film is not a history of animation. It's not a biography of Chuck Jones. It really does focus on his childhood. Why his childhood?
Well, Peggy Stern, who directed the film and co-produced it with me, she was doing a series back in 97, starting to do a series on the childhoods of famous artists. She'd done one on Jim Dine. And I think
as a way of understanding the later work?
Where the creativity might have come from, just to explore the origins of creativity. And I said, well, you have to do Chuck. I mean, he's told me things about his childhood, and I think it, you know, be very pertinent and very inspiring, actually, for not only young people, but also for old people. You know, have you seen the documentary where he's 84 years old and he talks about all he feels like the Tin Man because he has a pacemaker and he's got arthritis and he's got a hip replacement. But he said he's never been bored in 84 years. So I thought that was really inspiring.
Well, if childhood does affect what you do later, in his case, it was a pretty rough childhood, wasn't it? It should have been a nice one, but it didn't turn out that way.
No, he had a rather difficult time in terms of getting along with his father. His father was as he called him, a failed intellectual. And although Chuck, looking on the good side, despite the beatings that he received, the whippings he got constantly as the oldest son, he always said that his father was one of the sources of his creativity because he always moved to houses that had a lot of books in them. And Chuck was one of the most well-read people I've ever known. And also his father failed at many, many businesses, but whenever he did, he would have stationery made, Jones avocado sales or whatever. And every time the business would fail, Chuck would have all this paper to draw with. So in a way, his father helped him.
It's amazing his father didn't have a company called Acme Avocado Sales.
That may have been where the name came from.
Chuck Jones says in your film that Mark Twain wrote an essay that was the inspiration for Wile E. Coyote. He really was well-read.
Yes, he was. I think it was Roughing It. It was in Roughing It.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But do you think that the violent relationship he had with his father led to some of that comedic violence in the cartoons?
It may have. We located one, aspect of it in the Papa Bear sequence, the three bears that he did, I think, two or three films of. We thought, well, this kind of fits into that. But again, cartoon violence is something that's really not doesn't exist. The thing about the Roadrunner and Coyote is that he's more embarrassed by what happens to him. He's humiliated. That's where the real pain comes.
My guess is John Canemaker, the film that he produced, directed by Peggy Stern, called Chuck Jones, Memories of Childhood, will be aired tonight on Turner Classic Movies without commercials. We loved TMC for that.
Yes, we do.
TCM, I mean, for that and many other reasons, because they still show great films. 8 o'clock tonight. Were you influenced by Chuck Jones as an animator?
Well, terribly. I admired so much about his work. I admired that he was really a thinking animator. He didn't start out with the Chuck Jones style. I mean, he really studied Disney to begin with.
He's so un-Disney.
He is. He is now. I mean, the work now that you're familiar with is. But his first film that he directed when he was 25 years old, The Night Watchman, stars a little mouse named Sniffles. You'd swear with all of the detailing and the slow pacing of it, it was a Disney film. But he wanted to find out how Disney did it. And it helped him to, pull these stories together. And then after, the war years started, his films got a faster pacing. And then he had a breakthrough film in 1943 called The Dover Boys, in which he started to use very big expressive poses for the characters. And the characters are practically still. There's maybe a little part of them that moves, but what the poses are expressing are their inner thoughts and their feelings, and that's what Chuck brought to the animation.
Well, if you look at the progression from Felix the Cat and Betty Boop to Disney,
yes.
And I guess Chuck Jones could not have done what he did without Disney doing all that stuff in between.
Exactly. I mean, he claimed himself, in his generous way, he said that all of the tools that we use came from Disney. And Disney got his tools from Felix the Cat and also from Winsor McCay before him.
Now, we were talking about the violence. Many people were really most upset by the Roadrunner cartoons and the violence in them. But it's so unrealistic. Why do you think people felt that this was bad for kids?
I have no idea. I grew up with them, and it's been weeks since I murdered someone.
On the other hand, Chuck Jones really did seem to want to educate kids. He used classical music to score his cartoons and even created two mock operas.
Yes, well, his masterpiece, and he considered it the film of films, was What's Opera, Doc?, in which he translates the seven-hour ring cycle into 6 minutes with, Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. It's really a great film.
And then that's Wagner, and then Rossini in Rabbit of Seville.
Yes, that's right.
Do you think that children's cartoons have been dumbed down recently?
Well, it depends. I think they've been adulted up, in one way, in that there are more cartoons for the adult audience. I think animation is going through a period where it's really changing because of the technology in one way, but also because of changing mores and the changing times.
What we're seeing more and more now is live-action films based on cartoons, based on graphic novels.
Yes, yes. Well, I think that's redundant. I don't think animated films should be made over in live action. They rarely work.
How did Chuck Jones get his timing from Chaplin?
Well, he grew up in Los Angeles. He was born in Spokane, Washington, but soon after they moved to Sunset Boulevard, Dusty Road at that time, and two blocks away was the Chaplin studio. So he often observed Chaplin working in the streets or working, in his studio or nearby his studio. And we found footage of a couple of comedians that he actually mentioned. Again, Ham and Bud, I think, were their names. And they were dreadful, dreadful comedians. But we used the footage. And there's a little boy in there, a blonde newsboy who looks just like Chuck Jones must have looked as a child. And I'm just wondering if he was an extra in that film or not.
Did he have a chance to see any of the work that you'd done on this film before he died in 2002?
Yes, he did. We did a pilot, and he saw it and was very pleased with it, I'm happy to say.
Well, you animated some of his drawings, didn't
Yes, because he drew constantly. He was always drawing. It was almost an extension of his verbal abilities, which were impressive and extensive. But he was drawing constantly during the interview, so Peggy Stern said, "Chuck, would you mind showing us what your Uncle Lin looked like?" And he did this wonderful sketch of him. And then we said, well, when you were conducting the oceans, which is one of the anecdotes he talks about when he was a kid, what would that look like? And so he did that. So I had these very rough drawings that he did toward the end of his life that I was able then to animate.
He won 3 Oscars for individual films, 1 Lifetime Achievement Oscar. Mm-hmm. Do you see his impact even today? Or has anime moved it into another direction?
No. I see his influence everywhere, and particularly in the Pixar films. Those animators at Pixar revere Chuck Jones. He visited there. But besides that, they study his films. They really study animation. They study live action as well. But Chuck Jones' timing, the expressiveness of the poses, trying to break out of what the computer does, which is to make everything so smooth, to break into an expressive pose and to hold it and to have the daringness to hold it, all of that sort of thing comes from Chuck Jones.
I shouldn't put down Disney, but I remember when I was a kid and go to see double features at the Lowe's Commodore in Williamsburg, and the cartoon would come on. If it was a Disney cartoon, the audience would groan.
Oh.
And if it was going to be one of the Warner Brothers, everybody cheered.
Well, there you are. I suppose I'd do both.
Well, I think if you love animation, you can't help but love Walt Disney. But if you're a kid and you want to have fun,
right, go for the Warners.
Chuck Jones.
Yeah.
Chuck Jones' Memories of Childhood airs tonight at 8 on Turner Classic Movies. And I want to thank John Canemaker for stopping by again on the show to talk about it.
Thank you, Roland. It's a pleasure.